Here we are in the middle of Paschalcha, and again, hard to identify where. B'sef Hashem, Magdolim HaKadosh. B'sabar HaRabbeinu HaGon HaChida, Shalahein Siknasim, when he was old, Kashar Yechochem, Chochem here, when he was the Chochem of the city, Boil of Adam Choshev Echad, who Kayan, the person was a Kayan, the Kublana was a complaint of Ishtoi on his wife, V'asher Kinistra Mishechad, she was alone with a man. V'agon HaNau, Gam Daina Yir Hamukhokim and the Khoshiv Dayanim Yashvusham. The Yom Ragon Loy, the Gon said the Khudah, I think it's the Khudah. Yeah. I said if you know it was the Khudah that brings the story, but I don't know if it's about himself. Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah. I said if he mitzvah satira mukrahula garsha. According to the mitzvah satira, he has to be a garisha. But Yakhla the Yanam is topic they couldn't hold themselves in, but Fatkay Kraven Lishanal, they were relatives. They wanted to cover for her. There was no kinui in Sira. She went had yichud. So why are you ushering a woman yichud? The halacha is you don't usher a woman based on yichud, unless there's edim. Angel different neviyas. Why be shemayimi? And usher didn't mishpat be ruach hakodesh. And if you're gonna paskim because you know what happened through your ruach hakodesh, that's what you told the chidah. You have to chazal shal mishpat mukul will be a crooked din. Kavanah seinu rabim ain't all the bismanazeh loy kayim v'navi. We don't have a kayim in the navi. Al divrei chazal be a tayrak daisha. Only chazal through the tayra. V'agon anal leheshel lemeuma. He didn't answer. Achamer pam sheinis for ish malisha. He said again to the husband, Shema b'kayli, listen to me. V'garish es isha zayit and divorced this woman. V'kiraisim kloy inaisim davar. When they saw, he didn't answer them. Hochu v'yehu l'kwevei yichashoy nichbodei yirazayit. They went to the relatives of the woman who were the honored people, the rich people of the city. V'yisapolam is called. They said all this. V'nechachas, and they pointed it out. And they went, the rich people got everybody upset at the rav. And when he heard this argument, she came to his second floor. That's where he learned the base tefillah to where he davened. When he saw her, he stood up in his chair. He went to the Arna Kaidish, and he laid in front of the woman Parsha Saita with trap. And when she went to leave, the gods called her Azgon Azuloi, the Chidah. Mikhail, in Loisa Tisa, he read the Psukim. If you didn't do anything wrong, everything will be fine. Atki Sitas, and if you did do something wrong, the water will be biting you, which is what it says in the Chumash. Because you summer Raglal Maila Rishina, and when she put her foot on the first step, Layasmiko Loretis, she couldn't make it down. Achipanea Nepchu Yurokun, she turned green. Then yeah, Boltu, they started picking out Bachola Kosu Baparsha Nuskayim Allah. And Parsha Saita with Nuskayim. Well, the Kail had Zaka, she talked to the Kail, and she started screaming. Boah, the Yadav behind the man, she heard lyrics of some Magzan and Roa's eyes. They came to see this unreal vision. By Yavalu Moid, and they were petrified. By Yikru, Haitziwa Sarura Azais, Vishimtu. Pull her out, so that the Tamas Beis Rabbeinu. She shouldn't be Matam, but she's dying. By Yom Risha Reyu, Ati Yadanu, He Isha Lakim Kadushu, Udvar Hashem Bepiv Emes. His words are Emes. They were afraid to come close to him. His name became very honored. To cover the steps which he died. I'm going to finish the parak, even though I might go past 6 o'clock, but because this is the end of Zman. To remember this unreal story by Mais in the floor at Kanushainai. Vishamati Zakim Chayim. Shamadregas Hamazova Sarelu Hayatayam Macham Adma Muhammad Akhwaina. These Madregas were there till the Second World War. Shamati Migisi Hagon Atadik Rabsom Barzam Zatzau, who was an Adam of the Stipler. Shamar Shamarana Hazelish Amaloy. Sha'ad Hadayar Akhwan. Until this first generation, Hayroyim Kulam Hasgoch Hagday Yisrael. It's commonplace that people saw a special hasgacha on Gdol Yisrael. The Agam Rabbi Zemashim in Pinsk, Hayagayim Doichum Vaisai, Shiyidrach Al Sudaseyam. the Goyim used to push him that he should go walk on their fields. He kulam yadu, shasadu shu dairach alea, misbarechas. They knew wherever he steps is a bracha. I heard from Rav Gifter on the tape that he said that in Tells, the farmers used to ask the Bachram to take their walks and when they not start him to walk on their fields because the farmers knew that where the Bachram walked, that's where it's going to grow better. Used to be wild dogs. They used to attack them. Pit bulls. They ran away. Now it's batu. To make the Nisayim worse in our generation. Whoever wants can see it even today. Right? If you listen to stories about Reb Chaim, you see it today. The Siper al Atzmaksoy b'Minsk b'Zmana Mochama, Chazoni said when he was there, Lahoyle passport, he didn't have a passport. The Shah Mishanitz's really passport, Hayyayim Miyad, they killed people without passports. The Shah Mishaboch Hayyayim Miyad Lahachapes, and he saw they were searching. V'Holoch Livreach Meir, he went to run away. Raktob Amokum Livreach Latad Hashani, Baruch Latad Shachayol Amabdu. He ran to the wrong direction. He ran right into the army. They were standing in two rows. He walked through them. Nobody said a word to him. Chazayni said, I was sure nothing would happen to me. I just finished my day for an Erevin. The same Maranzau in the name of the Chazaynish. Kahani es meises l'roi b'agzayli Yisrael, eidis n'monos, she'evtsu l'akshitshan, it's impossible to deny him, v'roitz et l'roitz raya, that's gochon tzadikim. Yes, doctor, you got 30 seconds.
Who were asking for a bracha and for a
who killed the Jews right afterwards, right? 100%. Yes, the same guy who recognized that the Jews bring bracha, but it's kill him anyway.
Well, no, not anyway. Exactly
the
same reason.
They realized they were going to do it. What? They realized the Jews were different. I'm going to go again in the Gemara. I'm going to start again on Chabez Amid Beis, where the Gemara talks about why. Why does Reb Meir say that animals, the shape of animals that come out of a woman's body is a leda, and fish is not? So the Gemara said, I'm going to start from the beginning of the wide line, not the widest line, but the wide line. I know we did it yesterday, but I think we should review it in order to be a flow of the Gemara. Chav Beis Amid Beis, the first wide line, not widest line, but wide line. Ela vayitzer mufne mishnei tzadim. Vayitzer is open on two sides for gzeri shava. Gabi adam mufne gabi adam mufne gabi behema. It's available for gzeri shava for adam. It's available by behema. Vayivra gabi adam mufne gabi taninim ain't a mufne. By taninim it's not mufne. Before I move on, I just want to point out something. The Gemara wants to know if the gzeri shava vayitzer or is it vayivra. What was handed down in Sinai? Meaning, why is the Gemara dealing with this question? Why are we making Zer Shavu Vayitzer not from Vayivra? Because that's what was said in Sinai. That's why we picked that word instead of that word. It's not like we choose Zer Shavu. They're handed down in Sinai. Obviously, the handed down in Sinai was creation to creation. And each word of Vayitzer or Vayivra would have fit the Zer Shavu. Let me explain. Many times in Shas we find that the Gzeri Shavah is given vaguely. There is a Gzeri Shavah. Chazal decide where and how to make the Gzeri Shavah. So this is a case where the Gzeri Shavah might not have even been exact words. It was compare creation of man to creation of blank. And it was Chazal's decision to decide whether creation of blank is behema or creation of blank is fish. And the reason they decided it's behema is because on behema it's available on two, and on fish it's only available on one. Yes.
There's possibly another way about it, which is we know that Zohar and Shomer are the same word at a certain level. And at this point, it could be there.
If that makes you happier, I'll stick to my way.
I like it.
Okay. I'm very happy. Weiter, I like to make people happy. My mustang on my behema, why is it available by behema? It says already he made the chayas haaretz. Buksev vayitzer Hashem elikim min adama kol chayas haaretz. Chayko chayas hasadah, so it's available. Because it already says vayas, so why did it have to say vayitzer? Is gavitana nami avnu yemifna. So if that's the case, the sin is called Remes Adama. In the Pasuk of Ayitzar Hashem Elohim and Adama, it says Remes Adama, which the Gemara in the Havamina means a big fish as well. Uksiv Ayir Elohim and Satanina Magdala. So one Pasuk is available. So the Gemara, Remes, Uksiv Asam the Abashahu. That Remes Adama, I don't know the Havamina, but Remes, it says Adama. I guess there's Adama under the Yam too, I guess. But anyway, whatever it is, it's the Abasha, not the Yam. This is where I wanted to get to. What is the difference between one side available and two sides available? And by the way, this is a matter of machloikas. What Shmuel is going to say here is going to be argued on by the next Monday online. Shmuel said, this is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Any gzereshava that's handed down that is not mufna, ain't lemeid memenu. It's a non-gzereshava. Why was it handed down? I don't know the answer. I could say it was a mistake that was handed down, or I could say I don't know, and that's what I'm going to say. Mufna mitzad echad, if it's available on one side, Rabbi Shmuel lemeid devei mishivan. Rabbi Shmuel says that is a full-fledged gzereshava that you learn out and you don't ask questions logically on it. And the Rabbanan lemeid mishivan. According to the Rabbanan, there's a weaker gzereshava. It's a gzereshava that's available to ask on logically. It is a gzereshava. And let me explain. So what's the benefit of the gzereshava? The answer is the gzereshava can be used many ways. Some of the ways there's a logical question, and some of the ways there may not be a logical question. So the Torah gave it to the Chachamim, according to the Rabbanan, and said, use it where there's no logical question. And when there is, don't use it. That's the rules. Therefore, like one available on two sides, according to the Rabbanon, because it's not assailable by a logical question. Okay, I'm not going to repeat the Rashi. We learned the Rashi yesterday. Rabbi Shmuel, my yikah may move to mitzarech and move to mishnei tzadim. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that even if it's available on one side, it is a full-fledged gzereshava. So what? Why should there be a milo? Why is there? What is the difference between the two? Nafkamina. You're right, the only nafkamina is you're right, there's no difference in its strength. The difference is in choice. If the Torah made it available on two, that's one the Torah wants you to use, not the one available on one.
Even though you can't ask them.
That is why the Torah made behema available on two sides. Rashi, that's right. This is Shmuel's version of the Machlokes and Shmuel's Shita. Even though Shmuel said it, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, it's interesting. On the side it says, these words need tikkun, because if you quote Rabbi Shmuel, how can anybody argue and say Rabbi Shmuel holds differently from Rabbi Shmuel? So therefore, it's tikkun tikkun. That's what it says on my side of my Gemara. I don't have an RS and things, but on my side of my Gemara, it says tikkun tikkun. Needs tikkun. Something my right to Rav Acha Brei the Rabbi Matzla Mishmeder of Lazer Lekula. He had a lighter version of things. So Rashi Lekula. Second, I'm skipping the first two Rashis. If we do it that way, to do the two side one, the first Rashi, that's fine to Gemara. So I don't know why I'm doing it now. But Lekula, let's do that Rashi. Lekula says no, that you don't need it completely available unless the Gemara is going to explain. This is Rav Elazar's opinion. Any gzereshava that's not available at all, lemeid in the meshiva, you can learn and you can slug it up. Move to mitzad echad, Rabbi Shmuel lemeid, meaning that's different than Shmuel said. Shmuel said, quoted that said that if it's not moved at all, not a gzereshava. Not. This saying, yes, it is a gzereshava. You can use it if there's no question logically, even if it's not moved at all. Different than Shmuel. There is the point one of the first points of Machlokes. Shmuel said, not available at all, non Zereshava. Rav Elazar says, not available at all, Zereshava, handed from Sinai to be used if there's no logical question. Mufna Mitzad Echad, Rabbi Shmuel Lameidim Ve Meshivim, the Rabbanan Lameidim Meshivim, which is exactly what Shmuel said, and Mufna Mishnei Zadim, the Riako Lameidim Ve Meshivim. Right. So according to Mishmo, one and two is the same. And according to the Rabbanan, zero and one are the same, which wasn't the kasha before. According to Shmuel, zero and one were not the same. Zero couldn't be used at all, and one could be used as long as you don't have any questions. Now we're saying zero can be used without if you don't have any questions. And according to the Rabbanan, one can be used if you don't have questions. The Gemara is an Amira. He's quoting the Machlokes Tanoim. Shmuel was an Amira. He was quoting the Machlokes Tanoim. Shmuel is not his own Shita, and Rav Elazar is not his own Shita. They're telling you what the Machlokes Tanoim is. Shmuel said, everybody agrees, not Mufna is a non Zereshava. Mufna on two sides is a total Zereshava. Mufna on one side, Rabbana say it can be asked logically, and Rabbi Shmuel says it can't. So the Gemara had a kasha, but to be small, what's the difference between one and two? The Gemara answered, matter of preference. Now we're saying Rabbi Elazar Shita, new Shita. Again, explaining the Machlokes to be small and Rabbana. He says, Mufna no side, you can learn it and ask questions. Unlike Shmuel, that's the Machlokes to Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar said, it is Xavier Shabba if you don't have any questions. Mufna from one side, same as Shmuel. Shmuel says, no questions. Rabbanan say questions. Mufna from two sides, no questions. So the same question we had on Rabbi Shmuel here, we have on Rabbi Shmuel here, but we gave an answer. But now there's a new question. Rabbanan say, one side, you can say it, but you can ask questions. No side, you can say it and ask questions. What's the difference between one and zero? In Shmuel, that wasn't the question, because zero was a non-Zereshava. But Rabbi Elazar is saying, zero is Xavier Shava as long as you don't have questions. And according to the Rabbanan, one is Xavier Shava that you don't have questions. What's the difference? This kasha was not shver according to Shmuel, because Shmuel said zero is a non-Xavier Shava. But Rabbi Elazar said, it is Xavier Shava, but you can ask on it. And Mufti Mitzad Echad Rabbi Shmuel is a Meshivan Rabbanan made a Meshivan, which is exactly the same as not Mufti at all. Mufna Mishnei Kod Meragoy Vein Mishim. Frank the Gemara, the Rabbanan Mayim can be Mufna Mitzad Echad, the Shein and Mufna Kalitza. So what's the difference between one and zero? So the Gemara, again the same difference. Now, if Kamina, Echad, the Mishkagos, the Mufna Mitzad Echad, the Shein and Mufna Kalitza, if you have a choice of making a Zeri Shabbat that's available on one, or available on none, make the one on, V'lav L'hayis L'pircha, V'lav L'hayis L'pircha. And there's no slung up logically on either. So you leave the one that has no availability and use the one that's available on one side. No, they are not. They are explaining the Machlokes Tanoim, and they have an argument what the Tanoim said. And they're arguing only in one case. If not Mufna at all, Shmuel said it's a non-Zereshava, according to everybody, and Rabbi Elazar said that it's a Zereshava as long as you can't ask questions. That's the point of argument. In the explanation of Tarechan and Shnei Tzadim, they're exactly the same. So according to Rabbi Elazar, what's the difference not available at all or available on one side? In both of those cases, it's a Zereshava, you can ask questions. Answer is, if you have a choice, go with the one that's available on one side. This, by the way, this piece of Gemara that we just learned, now we're going to go off of it a little bit, is the source throughout Shas. Whenever the Gemara talks about Mufna Mitzad Echad, Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, do we use it, do we not use it, do we ask questions, do we not ask questions, it's all the Gemara. This is the source of all that conversation throughout Shas about different Zereshavas. Are they mufna? Are they not mufna? One side, two sides, available, not available. This is where the Gemara speaks out the opinions about those things. We usually pass them like Rabbanan, not like to be small. How do we pass them like a Blazer and Shmuel? I thought we passed it like a Blazer, but I'm not sure. If I remember correctly throughout my saying shir, I think the Gemara usually goes that if it's not Mufna, you can try, but you can ask questions on. I think.
I don't even know that the Rabbanan
where do you see that? Again, you're worried about the words which are Rabbi Shmuel, right? And that's why it needs tikkun, because that's a statement according to everybody. I told you, don't use those words which are Rabbi Shmuel. This is Shmuel. Zok Rashi, by the way. If you notice the Rashi, the last Rashi that I'm at Bez, V'hach pukta Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbanon, Shmuel Gemara Gamalei Merabe. This is not a source. This is the source. He had a Messiah from his Rebbe. It's not that he learned it anywhere. The Khan who Mekaima. This is the place of it. There's no, don't look for a Mishnah or a Raisa or anything else. There is none.
Who says, so it's kind of both gets questioned and asked. Who says that the question you're asking is valid?
That's a great question that you're asking. But who says it's valid?
Who makes that determination?
The Torah is given to Chachamim of each generation to use their logic to Paskin when there's no clarity. That's what the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted us to do. When he gave B'Shloish HaSemidus HaTorah to Dreshes Bem, he opened up the Torah. He said, make Kal V'Chomers, make comparisons. Do tzad hashavos. Use your logic to determine halacha. Now, punishment, einayin shemen adin, logic cannot get you punishment. But logic can get you halacha. The Rebbeinu Shlom told us in Har Sinai, I'm giving you a Torah, and I'm giving you brains. And your job is to use your brains to define the Torah. You can only use the brains the Rebbeinu Shlom gave you. I'm not responsible for Reb Chaim Kanievsky's brains. When I get upstairs, they're not going to ask me why I wasn't Reb Chaim Kanievsky. They're going to ask me why I wasn't Yitzchak Margaretin. And my friend once said it great. He brought a medrash and he learned pshat. There's two Yitzchak Margaretins. He didn't use my name, but I say that he used his name. Two Yitzchak Margaretins. There's a Yitzchak Margaretin upstairs and a Yitzchak Margaretin down here. And the question is, how do they match up? How do they match up? Does the Yitzchak Margaretin down here match up to the one upstairs? He learned that shot in Medrash, and Malachim went up, and they saw Yaakov's Tzura on the Kisei HaKavod, and they came down, and they saw Yaakov's Tzura here. They saw, wow, he matches up! That's what our friend once said in a drush. I like the word. What? And I heard it live. You heard it live? It was in a good convention that I heard it, so maybe he said it elsewhere. You know, I mean, it's not like he doesn't repeat. It's not like in a way that never says anything twice.
A lot of people, until the Zeir Shavuos were figured out by...
They weren't figured out. Zeir Shavuos were handed to Sinai.
Until they were understood by various generations.
Every generation did its own thing. We have the Tanoim and Amoraim written down. The Nevi'im also knew which Zeir Shavuos. They probably had less questions and more answers, because they were closer to Sinai.
They didn't need all the information that we have today.
They needed it. They knew it. They knew it. They didn't have to figure it out as much as we do.
It's a little dangerous, though, because then you have people making their own Zeir Shavuos.
No, you cannot make your own Zeir Shavuos. Zeir Shavuos have to be handed to Sinai. How to apply them. Now, by the way, this machlokes is in the rules. Shmuel is saying these are the rules handed down in Sinai. And Rav Elazar is saying, no, these are the rules that are handed down in Sinai. This is not a logical machlokes. What Avram was asking is when we ask Akasha the Kneri Shavuot, the Maid of Meshibin, how do we know Akasha is good? And the answer is, you don't. You can only do your best. That's why one Amira can ask a question and the other Amira gives him an answer. This is how he understood it. This is how he understood it.
Okay.
non-question?
No, it's question and answer. Listen, that's why you have machloikasin. Right? And Shiloh comes up today. Right? Is it mutter or asher? One rab will say mutter, and one rab will say asher. Now, unless they're shooting darts, obviously one learned halacha and said, according to my understanding of halacha, this is asher. And the other one learned halacha and he said, according to my understanding of halacha, this is mutter. I'll give you a case in point. I'll give you a small case in point. There's a machlekeship slime. I'm picking one. I could have picked 100. There's a machlekeship slime. It's Zalman Ramesha. If you can use a wet toothbrush on Shabbos, can use without toothpaste. Wet toothbrush on Shabbos. Ramesha says no. Zalman says yes. What is the machlekeship based on? Whatever this thing is made out of. What? The bris, what are they made out of? I don't know. Some what?
Nylon,
let's say. It's non-absorbent. So it's not absorbent. Why is there Shiloh B'Shita? It's not absorbent. Sakra Maisha, that the Gemara says, but the Raisa, there's no Shita by hair. But the Drabonon, they made Shita by hair. Why is there no Shita by hair by the Raisa? Because it's not absorbent. Hair doesn't absorb. So why is there a Drabonon? Because Drabonon decided that even though each hair doesn't absorb, but between hairs they absorb. And therefore they assert Shita between the different follicles of hair. Dr. Maitra, that's what happens in the nylon. Nylon doesn't absorb. But between the nylon bristles, it absorbs. So just like they assert Shita Basar, they assert nylon bristles. Dr. Shlomo Zalman, that's not shot. Hair is absorbent, very little. The Torah doesn't worry about that amount of absorption. Came along to Rabbanon, and they did worry about that amount of absorption. But not because of between the hairs, but because hair absorbs a little bit. Therefore, nylon doesn't absorb at all, and therefore it's mutter. Now, here is a shayla. Everybody agreed that there's shita by hair, and they understood it two different ways. What did the Rabbanon do when they made shita by hair, which the Raisa doesn't apply? Ramesh understood it. Hair does not absorb at all, and Rabbanon asked it because of between. And Rabbanon Zalman understood it because hair absorbs a little, and nylon doesn't absorb at all. This is logic used to understand the halakha. The Rabbi Nishlam said, Rabbi Nishlam, you do your logic, and Rabbi Nishlam, you do your logic. And they pass him based on their logic. This is how Torah operates. There's hundreds of shilas like this. Can you kasha plastic? Rabbi Nishlam holds you can't kasha plastic for Pesach, or Chumrah and Pesach. All year round you can kasha plastic. And it's just all, many Zaylan Paskin, you can kasha plastic for Pesach. How you understand how to be machmor for Pesach. You know, again, it's their logic based on, as was mentioned yesterday, Kalatayra Kula. They don't base it on necessarily on one thing. They base it on their whole Metzias of Tyra. Anyway, let's move on. Zakrashi. The Rabbanan. Kivin do a mufna mitzarecha the maidim meshivin. We'll retain the mufna kalikra amina, we say, the riakol the maidim meshivin. Right? If one had, you can do it, and lay the mufna kalika, we say, also you can ask on it, my yikim be mufna mitzadeh, lay the mufna kalika. Period. The answer is preference. Now we go to behemoth and fish. V'hacha, over here, my pircheika. What question would we have if you did it mufna mitzadeh? It says, mufna mishnei zadim, we do the animal. We don't do the fish. Right? What would be the question? We'd rather learn from Chaya, which is available on both sides, not from fish, which is only available on one side. Now, the Gemara could have said, because there is no question, but the Gemara understands that on the fish we would have a question, and on the animals, we would have a question. But on animals, you can't ask because it's mufna mishnei tzadim. And on fish, you could ask because it's only mufna mishnei yachad. You don't have to say that. You can say there's no question. You can just say two is better than one. But the Gemara understood that over here there's a question. What would the question be on the Xerah Shava between man and fish? So the Gemara, Mishum Yikil Mifrach, Ma'ala Adam Shkem Etami Mechayim. Because Adam, Matsuvaika. What question would there be the convert that you said the nichalach lemigru v'chaya? You'd rather learn chaya that a mufta mishnei tzadim, mishum de'ei meshivim, because you can't slug it up. Le'nigma bria bria mitanun, and you don't learn not to fish, mishum the mufta mitzarecheru meshivim. My islach la'suvi. What is there to ask? Now again, the Gemara could have said nothing, but still two is better than one. But the Gemara understands that there is a question here. Therefore, we like two because you can't ask questions, and not one because according to the Rabbanan, you could ask questions. What is the question? Zok the Gemara, Mishum de'ikel le'mifrach, ma'al adetz kematami mechayim. You can't learn out from man because man is a tummy when he's alive. He has this stringency. A living man can be tummy, whereas no animal or no fish can ever become tummy when they're alive. And therefore, don't compare people to animals or people to fish. And therefore, we'd rather do the behemoth one, where there's no questions don't make a difference, than the fish one, where questions make a difference. Rashi, came a tummy b'chayim, mekabel tuma b'chayim misheretz. A person can become tummy from a sheretz, a mishar tumas. So dinhu shteyo dasei tmeya leida. So it makes sense that when a woman gives birth to a human, she's tmeya leida, because people can become tummy when they're alive. So therefore, a woman can become tummy from a person. Timer me'elu by animals or fish. Ilkagabi dog in prachinale. By fish, we deal with the question. The mufna mitzarecheru. Avagabi behema, avagab de pirchi. Even though it's a good question, why pirchin Allah? Hayel mufna mishnei tzadim, since it's available on both sides. V'chein amar Rabbi Yechanan, avram Rabbi Yechanan, hainu taima de remeir. Going back, why did remeir say if a woman expels something that's animal-like, she's tamei? Hayel v'nemer by gitzira ka'adam. The same answer we said before. But he said gitzira, and we have the gzeri shavu. This is just supporting the Mandi Amar who said it earlier. Yehuda Mishmuel said it, and the same thing was said by Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Shmuel said it in Bavo, Rabbi Yochanan said it in Eretz Yisrael. They both agree in the understanding of Remeir. Amale Reb Ami. So Reb Ami asked Rabbi Yochanan, Elamayata, Hamapelis Dmor Sar. What if a woman puts out something that's mountain-like? Now, I'm not sure exactly how something is mountain-like. We should say it's tummy. Why? Shenemar kihine yoytzer harim. Yitzira. Yoytzer harim ubayre ruach. Hashem created mountains and created wind. And it says yoytzer by harim. And it's an extra pasuk because it could have said kihine bayre harim beruach. It says yoytzer harim ubayre ruach. Right. So it's why don't we make the Xerish over there? Amale, Har Mitya Mapelas? Your woman ever miscarry a mountain? Evan he did Mapelas. Terence is she can miscarry a stone, something that's stone like, which is part of a mountain. Ahu Gush Ikri. That's not called a mountain. That's called a clump. What does he say Gush means?
Clod.
A clod. And therefore, you can't say that's a mountain. It doesn't fit into Yaitzer Harim. Harim means a whole mountain. Women do not miscarry a mountain. Frakti Gemara Mata Mapelus Ruach Tehi Matmeya Leida. However, Lemmer by Bria Kada.
We said mountain-like, no?
Well, again, I said mountain-like, but it's not. There's no such thing as mountain-like. No, it can be the same size as a fish. It can't be the same size as a mountain. Rashi. It's going back on beautiful. Does she ever spell something that big? The most evident of the mapelis. The trashy chatichas buster the most evident. It's really flesh, not stone. It's flesh that looks like a fish, and this looks like a stone. Gush ba'alma mikri. It's a clod, but like siva beyitzira. Gush to my gush afar, a clod of dirt. Rashi brings a pusik where the word gush is. Frak the Gemara, elamata mapelis ruach. If a woman expels air sac. That's what I think ruach is. What does he say?
Wind
filled
sack.
What?
Wind?
Air filled sack. Air filled sack. Why? I have a number by Bria Kadam. The symbol by Re Ruach. It's extra. As the Gemara is going to explain it, because I said Yaitzer Harim Beruach. And it says Yaitzer Harim by Re Ruach. By Re is extra. So Adam has, instead of learning Yetzirah Yetzirah, because both are extra, I'll learn Bria Bria to Ruach. That it says Bria by Adam, it's extra, because we'll make Yetzirah not extra. Right? There's two psukim by Adam. We had a choice. And we'll learn Bria by Ruach, and we'll paskin that air sacs is considered a leida. It is. It is extra. Ruach is a pasuk in Amos. And Yetzirah is a pasuk in Chumash. Because Erev Shabbos are on Chumash, not from Chumash to Navi, or from Navi to Chumash. Therefore, it's not a question. Rashi? No Rashi. Rabbi Bar Avuna. You know what? I hate to do this. I don't hate to do it. Let me go a little bit. Rabbi Bar Bachanan Amar Rabbi Eichanan. By the way, the test goes to here. Rabbi Bar Bachanan Amar Rabbi Eichanan. Hainu time of the mayor. Hayo the name Dreimus Kishal Adam. It's nothing to do with Zeri Shava. The mayor says animals have human eyes like. And therefore, since it's similar in eyes, it's a leda. Fish don't have human eyes.
Octopus.
What?
Octopus.
That's a good question, because the Gemara is going to ask some snake. So maybe the Gemara could have asked some octopuses. I don't know, but the Gemara asked some snake. The Trashi, Hayo Veneim Shechayev Vehema, Gaimus Lishal Adam. The Trashi, Shechor Shevaayim Hava Ongu Bebehema Kshal Adam. The cavity is round like by a person. But the dog in Bav Ogilhu, fish eyes are not round.
What does round mean? What part of the eye is round?
Rashi says the cavity.
You mean where the socket? Where
the socket. That's what Rashi says. I just trust Rashi. I mean, if you'd asked me, I would have said it's not perfectly round, but Rashi says it's round. Definitely more round than fish. Again, that's what Rashi says, you know what I mean? But, in fact, the Gemara, Elamiata, that's what Gemara's going to ask, snake eyes. What? I have no idea. Elamiata, I'm a pedalist, Musnagas, they even laid the high of a gal, Galena, Gula, Kasalada. Snakes have round sockets. But he came out in Ami listening to Nachash. Let it say Nachash. The Mishnah doesn't say Nachash. It just says Chaya Behema. Nachash is not a Chaya Behema. And for the Gemara, Hoyo Begal, right, but he came out in Ami listening to Nachash. He taught in Nachash, have Amina ben Nachash who's the plegi Rabbanan later a mayor. I would have said Rabbanan only argue in Nachash like Sibbe Yitzira. Avoch Behema Bechaya loy plegi the Sibbe Yitzira. Therefore, it says Chaya Behema. And the Chinami Nachash is the same according to this. But had it mentioned Nachash and Rabbanan argue, we would have said they only argue on Nachash because there's no Gzeri Shabba. But by Chaya, they would accept the Gzeri Shabba. Remeir's reason is not the Gzeri Shabba. Remeir's reason according to this is the similarity in eye socket. But Rabbanan who argue might be arguing only on that. So therefore it says, Bedafka Chaya Behema to know that Rabbanan are arguing on that. Frank the Gemara Vagabi Mumim Tanila. It says, how could you tell me that it's a similarity between the eyes of an animal and the eyes of a human when the Mishnah in Bechiris says that if the person, if the Bechor has human eyes, it's a mum. I mean, the animals don't have human eyes. The Mishnah says they're not the same. The Mishnah says if an animal has Galgalena Kishaladam, it's a mum. Dr. Gemara, the Mishnah lists a mum and an animal, and it says if the eye socket is round, That means animals don't have right sakas. Dr. Gemara Loi Kasha. Haba Uchma Haba Tzira. The black of the eye, the pupil, is the same by an animal as it is by a human. If you look at the socket, you're right, animals don't have a round socket. So when we compared animal eyes to human eyes, it's the pupil. That's what Gemara says.
Goats don't have the same pupil as...
Honestly, you can ask me any question, and I'll give you one answer.
I don't know.
Exactly. How do I know? I went to the zoo. I used to love going to the zoo to visit the Melech HaChayim of the lion. But the bottom line is, I haven't been to the zoo in a while, and for sure when I was there, I didn't study their eyes.
They have rectangular eyes.
What?
They have rectangular pupils.
If that's what you tell me, it's a great question. What can I tell you? I don't know.
Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes, doctor.
Is the shachor going, or sockets going in the black round pupil? Black.
I just said chakra going in the socket. I'm sorry, on the pupil.
Rectangular.
Tira is the socket.
Rectangular pupil.
Let's catch up with Rashi's on Rashi. Daimus Lashon Adam. If you notice, Rashi said it at the beginning. What's this? Shachar shebe'ayin have ugly with behemah kishon adam. I'm a dog and blah ugly. Like I mean, movement kind of like mecha. I'm a dying behemah. Daim el adam. How can you say human eyes and animal eyes are the same? Like I mean, movement bechor kind of like bechayrus. So gal galayne have a mum that it's a mum of the socket of the eye. But the chashle mum them to shein derech behemah lias in derech adam. The uchma shachar shebe'ayin, the black in the eye known as pupil, have a ugly with behemah kadam. The socket, we have your ugly behemah kadam. We have the ugly, have a mum. The whole bore, so much of iron, bore, the pit of the socket, kari galgo, because I mean it come on. But mati, the galgo, so ain't I so mace. I stood in the socket, that's a Gemara later on, I'd hide me to my nose. They so ugly, the galgo, because it's round like a galgo is, circle. I don't know what it is. Fine. Okay, we will stop over here. I want to wish everybody a Freilich and Kasher and Pesach. And I put Freilich first because Kasher will probably be to be happy also. Sunday, but most people don't show up on Sunday. Sunday is a very limited crowd. So therefore, I wish everybody a Freilich and Kasher and Pesach. For those who will be here Sunday, I wish them again. But meanwhile, everybody should have a Freilich and Kasher and Pesach, a good Shabbos, and a wonderful day.